Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi, Kelly.
Sup?
I found myself in a TikTok wormhole, and I came across this pretty cool song that this DJ Sick Kick created. It's a mashup of Michael Jackson and Phil Collins. And for those of you who are of a certain age, you know what I'm talking about. But for those of you who don't, Michael Jackson was the king of pop back in the 80s, early 90s. He has now since passed away. Phil Collins, you know, in the air tonight, is making a resurgence on Reels and TikTok, so you probably have heard the song.
You've heard at least the clip.
But
the hook.
Yeah, but remember the time and In the Air Tonight mashed up, and let me play like just like 40 seconds of this for you, and you're going to be like, wow. So this is...
I already love it.
Wait, hang on.
Do you remember when we fell in love?
I remember, don't worry.
Do you remember?
I remember
how it all began.
How could I ever forget? It's the first time.
Do you remember?
Does it not slap?
Oh my god, it slaps so hard. I love it. We need to throw it in rotation.
There are such great creators online. I love like discovering that. That is so cool. So anyways.
I know, there really are. And you know what? I don't even care that they didn't originally come up with either one of those songs.
No.
The fact that they thought to mash them together and it worked so perfectly, I think is awesome.
Yeah, that's totally awesome. So anyways, let me see if I can find the reel of that, and I'll share it on our Insta at Ben and Kelly Show, because you got to see it, because it is pretty cool. He's a massive DJ, so he's like similar to someone like Daft Punk or Marshmello. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, that mashup of Michael Jackson's Remember the Time and Phil Collins In the Air Tonight, man, that hits. Love them when they're homegrown feel goods, local. And Kelly K, what do you got?
Well, this is an important program going on for good cause. Newburgh Boys and Girls Club, in partnership with community development firm Findlay House Global, is putting on Artworks, an interactive mental health summit this Saturday. Now, it's kind of a hybrid summit. It's going to be free of charge to kids ages 12 and up and their families.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also supported by Linking Arms for Louisville and Louisville Central Community Centers, which is aiming to break the stigma surrounding mental health by kind of like equipping you to face the realities of mental health challenges, offering practical tools to help you cope with things. And, you know, Artworks is a suicide preventative and positive coping mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
So they're basically going to help, you know, kids and their parents understand how different free or low-cost art forms can be used as coping tools.
Mm.
So they want you to register. We'll tweet out the link so you can read more about it. There's like a Q&A session for parents with licensed mental health professionals, which is, you know, this stuff is really important, because I think, you know, depression and all sorts of things have really affected our kids more than ever
mm-hmm.
in the last year or so. So if you want some practical tools, it's 9:30 in the morning till 4 on Saturday. We'll tweet out the link at Ben and Kelly Show.
Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, one of our favorite Canadians there, Justin Bieber. Of course, teamed up with another Canadian fast food coffee place, Tim Hortons. Maybe you know, there aren't a lot of Tim Hortons around here.
No, uh-uh.
Yeah, it's you might find some in southern Indiana, northern Kentucky, Ohio, that area. But Tim Hortons is kind of a coffee donut sort of place. So anyways, Justin Bieber kind of teamed up with them and is helping create three flavors of donut holes. They're calling Tim Biebs. Instead of Tim Bits.
I love it.
See, Tim Bits are like the donut holes that they have, right?
I like that.
So Justin and a rep from Tim Hortons are kind of hashing it out.
We're so excited to partner with you to create brand new Timbit flavors.
Let's go.
Brainstorming.
Could you imagine if we did a birthday cake waffle Timbit?
Oh my. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
She's on board. Yeah. Yes. Whatever you said. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Think. Apple banana.
Apple.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm. Yeah. Apricot latte.
Yes.
No, that's weird.
Sorry.
Think.
Yeah, get it out.
Sour cream chocolate chip.
Yes.
What if we do a chocolate white fudge?
There it is. Now all we need is a name. No. Justin Bieber's Timbits.
I got it. Tim Biebs.
It's perfect.
kind of shows a little bit of the fandom.
Brainstorming session. Yes,
I know. So, anyways, if you happen to drive by a Tim Hortons as you're like kind of driving around or driving out of Louisville or whatever, know that could take advantage of some Tim Biebs, which I'm telling you, they're pretty good. I mean, we are in an industry that I could not be wearing pants right now and wouldn't affect anything.
Exactly, you wouldn't know.
That's right. It's freeing. It's liberating. It's It feels good, but I digress. Setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to go pantless to court, especially when you're the lawyer, you're doing okay.
Are we in person? Are we in court trying to waltz in without pants?
Now, to be fair to Jeffrey, Jeffrey was just trying to get through security and his damn suspenders kept setting off the metal detector.
Okay, so he did show up attempting to wear the pants.
Yep, that's when the wagon wheel started to fall off.
Uh-oh. So I took off my slacks, I neatly folded them. They like, what are you doing? And I put them in the bin, and then I walked through. I just kind of made a point that hopefully someone will take notice and admonish this person to use a wand like they do for everyone else.
Yeah, so he was just a little upset. He's like, why didn't they wand me? They're like, I kept going through the metal detector, like, nope, kept. And so they're like, you're going to have to remove your suspenders. And he's like, well, they're holding up my pants, so I'm just going to take my entire pants off. Take my pants off!
So it and was then, a point. He was yeah, making a point. Yeah, he was like, listen, just wand me. Hey, bring that person over here. Just do woo, 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 and then you'll see.
Yeah. And I'm not saying he's necessarily wrong, but I am saying that there are consequences to doing that in court. Therefore, he was then arrested for disorderly conduct.
So, oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm not.
Oh, that escalated quickly.
Yeah, sure did.
He sounded perfectly calm. And if he's a lawyer, he's pretty smart.
He's probably going to represent himself, I'm assuming.
I would think so. That'll save him a little bit of money.
Maybe. So, again, unlike radio, when you can go free without repercussion.
Mm-hmm.
If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to go pantless to court, when you're the lawyer, you're doing okay.
Listen, until about 5 minutes ago, I had a robe on and nothing else.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Holla.
What a freeing industry radio is. Everyday man Paul Rudd was named the sexiest man alive. Gave hope to everybody, right?
Well, and he's handsome. He deserved it. I mean, but, I saw some of the comments. Like below People Magazine's actual Facebook post about it.
Oh, don't read the comments.
Well, there's some people who are just like, oh, you're not handsome enough to win this. And it's like, why are you coming here to be mean? I mean, he, in the package, if you watch it, he was self-deprecating. He's like, I'm ready for the outrage.
Right, exactly.
Just people, it's just mean. It's mean. Why are you going out of your way to be mean?
So, there have been 33 men who have been named People's Sexiest Man Alive.
Paul, worn the crown, if you will.
Yeah, Paul Rudd being the latest. So, back in 1985, a Mel Gibson was named the Sexiest Man Alive.
Uh-huh.
So who would you take, Mel Gibson or Paul Rudd? Mel Gibson in the day or Paul Rudd?
Mel Gibson in the day, like we're talking Lethal Weapon.
Mm-hmm.
He's handsome. I'm still going to choose Paul Rudd, though.
John F. Kennedy Jr., 1988, Sexiest Man Alive. Now, tragically, he is no longer with us, right?
Right, yeah. But I'm still picking Paul Rudd.
Oh, Paul Rudd. Sean Connery.
Oh, Sean Connery. He was named, really?
Yeah.
All right.
1989.
I get that. He was a handsome man, also no longer with us. Paul Rudd.
You're going Paul Rudd?
Yeah, I am.
All right, so now what about Tom Cruise and Paul Rudd?
Ooh, yeah. Paul Rudd.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's the height, isn't it? It's got to be the fact that
it's the funny. The funny factor
Okay, gotcha.
I love handsome and funny.
Yeah, Tom Cruise is a little too serious. I get you.
Yeah, he's a little wackadoo.
All right. What about 1995 Sexiest Man Alive, Brad Pitt or Paul Rudd?
Sorry, Brad Pitt. Sorry, Paul. Sorry, Paul. Brad was kind of my OG became mildly obsessed with Ryan Reynolds.
All right, so what about mid-90s action guy Denzel Washington, Sexiest Man Alive? Or
Denzel
Paul?
Was always very handsome. But now, do I go back to, is it Brad Pitt and Denzel, or are we still doing Paul Rudd?
No, we're doing Paul Rudd because everybody was hating on Paul Rudd. So we're comparing him to some of the Sexiest Man Alive from the past.
Tough. Denzel, very handsome.
Yeah.
Very handsome.
Easy.
I'm still sticking with Paul Rudd, though, because of the funny factor.
Okay, so here's one that I think I know your answer.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking 1997 George Clooney.
Ooh.
Or Paul Rudd.
I know Clooney has an amazing villa in Italy. And I'm thinking if I picked him, I might get a shot of hanging out there. But no, I'm sticking with Paul Rudd.
You're sticking with Paul Rudd. Yeah, oh, my gosh. Wow. All right. What about Matthew McConaughey? Sexiest Man Alive, 2005.
I'm switching teams to Matthew McConaughey
McConaughey, getting that one. All right,
almost
dated
for a hot second.
Right.
For a hot second.
All right, so here, real quick. We're comparing the Sexiest Man Alive, Paul Rudd, who was just named in 2021, to some of the past ones, and who Kelly would pick. Now, be careful, because Matt Damon or Paul Rudd.
Listen,
I'm going Matt Damon.
Like you
Matt
should Damon weigh in on this. Yes. He's your man crush.
Yes, Matt Damon is mine. Sorry, I'm going Matt Damon all the way.
I'll do Jason Bourne, Matt Damon.
All right, I tell you what. Yeah. Do we include my picks in this too now to make it a little bit more interesting?
You're jumping on board. now you're in.
All right, 2011's Bradley Cooper or Paul Rudd. Ooh. Bradley Cooper's got some funny.
Yeah. No, yeah, I'm going to go Bradley Cooper.
You're going to go Bradley Cooper.
Sorry,
you know
Paul,
what? I think I might too. I think I'm going Bradley Cooper. Yeah, sorry, Paul Rudd. All right. I know I'm not even going to be able to get this out of my mouth before you answer, but 2010's Sexiest Man Alive, Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds.
Sorry,
actually,
Paul Rudd.
He just wins for all of the years, for all of eternity in my book.
Yeah. I might have to go Ryan Reynolds too. Is his boyish smirk and everything? I think
very tall.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds actually kind of went in on Paul Rudd being named people's sexiest man.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I think that this opportunity will be wasted on him like so many before him. He's going to play it shy. He's going to play it bashful, humble. If I know what I knew now, you know, I wouldn't. Oh, if I got it now, I'm not saying I would leave my family. They would need to go on without me. I would roam the world clutching my dog-eared People magazine, going from town to town, sowing my wild oats like some sort of nude magical gardener.
I mean,
it would be amazing. Don't blow this, Rudd. Run like the wind.
Yeah, so Ryan Reynolds with some advice being a former People's Sexiest Man in 2010.
I don't want to encourage anyone to leave their families, but he did say magical naked gardener, and I could be on board with a Ryan Reynolds magical naked gardener.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, simple thing here. You just message us. We'll contact you, try to work it all out. Hey, Brett.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Thank you so much for allowing us to talk to you about what you messaged us. So will you go ahead and walk through your issue?
Yeah, I've got this situation that happened, and I'm really curious to hear what you guys would do. So I was hanging out with my girlfriend this past weekend at a bar watching football, and we had been there a while, and this guy approaches her at our table and says he'd give her money if she would give him the underwear she's wearing.
Ew.
At the time.
Like right in front of you?
Yes, right in front of me. So I'm like...
Wow.
I said, dude, I'm her boyfriend. Leave us alone.
Right.
That's when my girlfriend pipes up and says, wait a second, how much are we talking? And I couldn't believe she said that. And he says, I'll give you $100 right now.
Okay. So did she say anything or?
Yeah. So he says, he offers her $100. She says, make it 200 and buy our next round. And then right away the guy goes, says, deal, done.
Oh.
And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here? Wow. So my girlfriend goes bouncing off to the restroom, I guess. And I'm just sitting there and I'm freaking humiliated. The guy's sitting across from me at our table on this bar stool.
You are sitting across from the guy who just propositioned your girlfriend.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm humiliated. I'm angry. And I'm just, like, in my mind, I'm like, what the hell is happening here?
Mm-hmm.
So he's sitting there, right? It's an awkward couple of minutes. He's trying to make small talk about football. And I'm just ignoring him. Like, I just gave him my hand. I'm like, dude, don't even. Like,
right.
Just, I don't even want you to look at me. A couple of minutes later, my girlfriend comes back. They make the exchange, and he walks away, right? So
the deal's done. She got $200.
Yeah, she's got her underwear crumpled up in her hand, hands it to the guy. He hands her, I saw him hand her $200 cash, and that was it. And he walks away. Well, I'm freaking seething still.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, we're out of here.
Right.
I paid the check. I got, you know, I'm like, we're leaving.
Did you get your free round?
No.
Okay.
At that point, I didn't even care. I didn't care about a beer.
Sure.
So we don't get the free round. We didn't even finish watching the game. Needless to say, it caused a major fight.
Yeah.
She said I was no fun and accuses me of, like, majorly overreacting.
Oh.
And I just can't believe that she doesn't see the disrespect in the whole situation.
Right.
Right.
Now, I mean, you guys have been drinking, though, right? You think...
Yeah, I mean, we had been drinking for a couple hours, so uh-huh. That could escalate things a little bit. But even after we sobered up, we both still feel the same way.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I feel like this is ridiculous and disrespectful, and there's no way she ever should have done that, and she doesn't see the issue in it.
Can I ask how long you guys have been together?
Yeah, it's been about 6 months.
Okay.
And basically, I'm just... After this happened now, you know, for the last several days, I'm just like, I'm having a hard time getting past this, mainly because I feel like she's totally disregarding my side of the story and how I feel, right?
Yeah, right.
You know, and now I'm like majorly having second thoughts, like, okay, is this a deal breaker with her?
No, I understand. And here's the thing, like that, the disrespect that the other dude had to you, even after you said, look, I'm her boyfriend, I think I would have probably handled it the exact same way. I'd have been like, no, I mean, we're out.
Yeah, no, exactly. I'm glad you said that because, you know, I was trying to be reasonable and look at it a couple different ways. And I'm like, okay, maybe the dude thought we were just friends, or maybe the dude thought I was her brother. And then maybe it wouldn't have been, I don't know, maybe I wouldn't have reacted the same way if I was just her friend or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's my girlfriend. What if it had been my wife, you
right.
know? And look, I've thought about it from all different ways. Maybe if I wasn't there and she just came home and told me the story, like, hey, I was out with some girlfriends and this guy offered to buy my underwear and I made $200. I maybe my attitude would be a little bit
sure.
different, but it was like right in front of my face. And the fact that she sees nothing wrong with it is, you know, obviously pretty upsetting to me.
Right. Okay. Well, we've got a ton of people wanting to chime in. And I mean, that's what we're here for. So hopefully hang out and we'll be able to, you know, steer you in that right direction. But that's kind of a self-evaluation sort of moment there where you got to wonder, you know, am I in the right relationship? But yeah, keep us posted if you would. All right.
Yeah, definitely. And I look forward to hearing what people are going to say, because, I mean, I'm trying to get a grasp on, okay, am I overreacting or, you know, like I said, is this a deal breaker?
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it, Brett. And I don't know, maybe I'm reading the room a little bit differently, but then I see all these texts and messages like Courtney. She's like, y'all, for $200, you can have my undies 100%, especially if you ask me out on a night when I'm drinking, crying, laughing.
Yeah, Julie's like, dude, she made $200. You've been together 6 months. I'm team girlfriend. And then Hannah's like, if she does that in front of him, what would she do, you know, when he's not around? So, you know, there are people on polar opposite ends of the spectrum. You got people that are just like, relax, she made $200. And then you got other people like, deal breaker, end it. That's so disrespectful.
Yeah. So this is what we need to navigate. We need to get to an answer to help Brett.
And I'm wondering, too, because a lot of, we did put this up on Facebook, kind of like the message that he sent us. But I think hearing him tell it might make you feel a little bit differently, because I think people kind of, you can't really read tone so much with just words in the, because people are pretty harsh, again, on Facebook. But I think when you hear him say that, I completely get where he's coming from.
Well, I'll post a call on the Facebook thread, too, so you can actually hear him tell it as well. A lot of times we can chalk things up to, I was drunk, I wasn't really in my right mind, you know, maybe my inhibitions were a little bit lower, perhaps I wouldn't have done what I did had I been completely stone sober. But Brett's girlfriend got offered some money for her drawers off her body right in front of him. She takes him up on it, gives them to him. Now he's upset and she doesn't see the issue. I mean, they've only been together 6 months and now he's wondering if he's making too big of a deal out of it, like $200 to $200. And one of the things, Kelly, I think you even brought it up, that he said was that if she had just come home and said, some guy just offered me $200 for my underwear, so I gave it to him, and look, we got $200, honey.
Yeah, like if she was out with her girlfriends and this happened, he thinks he would have reacted a lot differently. But it's the fact that it happened in front of him.
Yeah, and so he can't really get over it. And he's like, am I making too big of a deal out of it? Is it a red flag?
A lot of people are pretty divided. There's a lot of people are just like, dude, she made $200. Relax. Just be happy that she's hot enough that people want to buy her underwear. Then there are others that are just like, there is a huge issue with the fact that she didn't respect that it bothered you. Tristan said, early on in the relationship, I can see why this might be a deal breaker. Mm-hmm. I've been with my husband for almost 5 years. If someone came up to us at a bar in that situation, I'd look at him to get confirmation if it was okay or if it would cause a fight. We'd probably laugh about it together, go to a nice dinner on the guy's dime. But at 6 months together and not considering your feelings, it feels super disrespectful. It's how she didn't care that it bothered you.
Yeah, that kind of is what's sitting with me. Megan says, this poor guy, I can remember a couple I used to see out at a bar, and the girl was always making out with another guy, and it was just brushed off that she was drunk.
Oh, no, no, no.
She ended up leaving him right before their wedding for another guy. The morals just don't align.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it's not this level yet, but now Jana is on the other side of the fence. She said, if a woman came out to us and asked for my husband's underwear for $200, I'd take them off myself and hand them to her. $200, one less to wash.
Now, Jasmine, you have completely opposite take on what we've been hearing, right?
Hey, I just wanted to say that if that guy was mad about his girlfriend selling her underwear, then they're not meant to be together, because if anyone who was soulmates and confident in their relationship and with someone who they were supposed to marry would laugh at their spouse and say, hey, we just made $200 off of a $2 pair of underwear.
I mean, that's true. And maybe if they were married, it would have been different. But he's 6 months into the relationship and they're still trying to figure each other out, you know?
If they're not comfortable enough 6 months in, they're not meant to be.
All right, I hear you, Jasmine, and you sound like someone to party with. All right, have a good one.
You too. Okay, right, bye.
See you, Jasmine.
Colleen brought up a good point. Sounds like it could have been part of bachelor party shenanigans, which I'll be honest, I think on my sister's bachelorette party many moons ago, one of the dare, because we had these little bachelorette party dare cards that we handed out to all the girls, and one of them said, go ask a guy for his underwear.
Okay.
Now, that said, I think it's different.
I don't think
a woman's asking a guy.
I feel like he would have said, hey, I'm doing this for a bachelor party.
I think so, too.
Right.
I think so, too. And then Paul said the fact that it didn't creep her out when a stranger offered to buy her underwear tells me enough. Cut your losses. Move on. Sounds like you guys are probably on different pages concerning lots of things.
Now, Samantha says she's worked in bars before and much worse things have happened from what she's seen between couples. Have some young fun while you can. Her advice is she didn't physically cheat. Laugh it off and move on.
Should I be upset that no one's offered to buy mine?
I think at this point in your game, yes. I would be a little bit offended that...
Should I be insulted? I feel like I'm insulted.
So what are we telling him? We need to like wrap it up here because we need to move on. But my thing is, even after he was upset, she doesn't understand why he's making such a big deal out of it.
That's the point I think he needs to make to her. It's like, it's not necessarily, yeah, what actually happened was super disrespectful, but it's the fact that you don't seem to acknowledge that it upset me.
Yeah.
And you didn't consider my feelings about it.
Yeah. And you know what? I agree with a lot of people that are like, look, at this stage of the game between my wife and myself, if we're out at a bar and some guy walks up to my wife and is like, hey, give you $100 for your panties. First of all, I know she would probably say no. Anyways,
I would say no.
Right.
For the record, I would say no. That's gross.
Right. But even if she was like, she's like, fine, let me see the money. Put it down on the table. And then, you know, it's like, here you go. You know, whatever. It wouldn't be an issue because we've been married for so long. But I think the fact that they are just like into a new relationship is kind of the thing. So I think if he can be as honest with us as he to her as he was with us, I think that's a good starting point.
Yeah, it was a really heartfelt discussion. So I think if he sits her down and just says, listen, I'm more bothered about the fact that you didn't care I was bothered.
Yeah, Gretchen's like, at least she went to the bathroom to take off her underwear.
That is true. Thank you for that.
And then just rip them off right there. All right. Well, hey, keep us posted, Brett. We hope the best for you. And if you want to follow up or listen back to his call, you always can. I'll post it up, WDJX.com, click listen. And I've said on the show before how if you borrow a car from me, a lot of times I'm going to have to, like, tell you, okay, so. All right, when you get to a stoplight, you're going to have to shift it three times into first in order to get it to go. And then actually to get the heat, you're going to have to, like, turn it on full blast and then to off, full blast off, full blast off, and then hit the air conditioning button once or twice to get it to actually go. So I'm going to have to give you like a list of instructions on like...
There's special operating instructions for your cars.
And of course, I'm talking about mostly the 1999 Volkswagen Jetta that I've had literally since 1999. And
how many miles on that sucker now?
I mean, it's over 280,000 miles.
Wow.
But my daughters, Isabel and Sophia, are driving the car. They love it. You know, they hated it at first. They love it now. But now they're like, Dad, it's getting cold. The blower's not blowing. And
uh-oh.
And so I'm, and that's where I go back to, well, all right.
It was always the sequence. You got to do the sequence.
It was always a thing where if you can get it to work, does it really need to be fixed?
Yes, the answer is yes. We shouldn't have to try and roll the dice and hope and pray it's going to work that day.
Well, because like with the locks on it, if you go unlock, unlock, lock, it works. If you just try to hit lock, then it doesn't work. So
I don't think that you're supposed to have sequences for things to work on your car.
But other people have to have weird quirks with their car. I want to hear like the weirdest quirk with your car, because we're getting to the point with this car where it's like, all right, I know that I'm driving a Honda Odyssey that's a bit old. I'm driving this car. I've got two cars that are over 250,000 miles on them. I've got
wow.
I've got one that's over 150,000 miles on it. So it's like, you know, my family, we drive cars to the dirt.
With this, that's great. You're getting your money's worth.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's been a good run.
No, so I'm getting.
So at what point do you throw in the towel and say it's time for a new era, a new fleet?
Well, but then, yeah. So weirdest quirk. Okay. got a message from a listener. I once had a vehicle where I had to start it with a screwdriver.
What?
Yeah. My dad got the car from his friend, but never got the keys.
Oh, gosh.
My dad
just didn't go back and get them?
Listen, my dad's friend was super shady. We always thought the car was stolen. Oh, my God. It probably is.
Don't ask questions.
It probably is. Hey, listen, if you can start the car using a screwdriver, why do you need a key?
Oh, okay. That's helpful for all the car thieves out there.
Oh, my gosh. Got another listener that just texted, my car makes a coughing / farting noise every time I make a turn.
Oh, don't change that. That sounds fun.
I was going to say that. That's a fun little... I think.
Well, yeah, that's actually an option on our friend's Tesla. Like, you can make fart sounds on the little panel. That's one of the they've got fun little apps on that car.
So it sounds like you're driving basically a Tesla.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds
like. It's practically a Tesla. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We just got a message from a listener. My car catches on fire if I go above 47 miles per hour.
Oh, wow. That's like almost a real life speed situation. Oh. There's a bomb on the bus and can't go over 50 miles an hour. Yeah, I'd get that fixed. Sooner rather than later.
My car catches fire if I go above. That's a quirk.
Do you have like a fire extinguisher that you travel with?
You would have to. Listen, Samantha, she's like, Ben, put that car down, say a prayer. It's done. It's not done. There's still life left in her.
Is there?
Listen,
I was with you when you donated the Metro. The Metro also had a good run. The Metro came with inhabitants.
Dead baby rats. Yes, dead baby rats were in the glove compartment. I know you didn't want to say it, but I said it. I got a text from Morgan. She said, I drove a 79 GMC Sierra in high school.
Oh, yeah.
It would have issues starting depending on the weather. So I used to have to crawl under the car and punch the starter four times, then start it. So that's like someone's like, hey, can I borrow your car quick? Okay, hang on a second. Let me tell you. So if you have a hard time starting it, all you got to do.
Punch the starter?
Is good. And they're like, what's the starter? I just like punch the engine. Kudos.
I wouldn't know where to find the starter. It was
underneath the car. Oh my gosh. Man, great. Audra was like, our family new driver car would stall, losing power steering if you turned right under a half a tank of gas.
Oh my gosh.
Gotta keep that sucker topped off.
That is not a challenge new drivers need.
Gotta keep that topped off.
Oh, dang.
It is funny because I am thinking about it. Like, my first car, I don't really want to even call it a car because my grandma didn't really want me to have it because it was a POS. But it was a Vette. It was a 76 Vette. Chevette. Yeah. And so look it up if you don't know, but it had rusted through on the floorboard. And so there was a piece of plywood that if you lifted it up, it was like a Flintstones car. You could literally put your feet down on the car, right?
What?
Exactly. And the clutch was so gone that as long as you like pushed the clutch, like tapped it with your toe, sometime you could shift the car. It was wild.
That's insane. So. I drove a Mazda 323 hatchback for a hot second, which was an amazing vehicle. And then I ended up driving an 89 Corsica that I bought off my aunt, had never seen it before. That was like my first transitioning from college into regular life.
Right.
But my sister had the coolest wheels of the vehicle. She had a Ford Probe. Okay. It was like teal and it had the word stylin' on the side.
I love that. Listen, we may have to continue this to a different segment because we are getting so many texts and messages from people who have quirkiness to their car. So hang out just a quick sec. Seems like everybody has a car story, right? A weird quirk with your car.
Uh-huh. There's a lot of them that are chiming in.
Mm-hmm. Rachel tweeted, I had a Pontiac Vibe that had over 299,999.9 miles. But it wouldn't ever roll over to 300,000. And I hit 7 deer in that car.
Oh my gosh. That's a tank.
Yeah, it is.
If you can hit 7 deer and still run, that's amazing.
Deer knew you were coming, that's for sure.
That's incredible. I had such a, like, I wanted my first car to be a Pontiac Sunfire. Mm-hmm. I thought that was the coolest looking car on planet Earth. I ended up driving a station wagon for a while.
Gretchen texted, I had a 64 and a half Mustang in the 80s in high school. We could see the ground through a stick shift and there was a hole in the gas tank. And so anytime my friends hopped in the car with a cigarette, all of us would freak out and jump out afraid it was going to burst into flames.
Oh my gosh. So we got another text. My mother had a Bronco. You had to shift while driving directly off the transmission through that rusted hole in the floor. Man, a lot of rusted holes in the floor. Yep. And she said, I had a car that would cut out driving randomly. The brakes were so bad. One time I had to cut out and roll backwards down a hill in front of a semi.
Yeah.
So nothing scares me anymore.
Jason said, I've got a college buddy whose car was hit in the front wheel by somebody else. And then afterward, his steering wheel would just turn like a half a turn to the left and just go around and round to the right. So everywhere he drove, he had to make sure he was making right turns.
Oh, my my gosh. That's insane.
Oh, that is funny.
Erica said, I had a 69 Camaro SS in high school. I had to scoot under it and bypass a starter with a screwdriver to get it to start every time, but I didn't care. I mean, come on. It was a 69 Camaro SS. Like, nobody would get rid of that car for a reason. Actually, I wish I still had it. And yes, for the record, I'm a girl. My dad made me take vocational auto mechanics for this reason.
Oh, I love it.
I love old cars.
I love it. Man, you know what? Later, we're going to have to post that up on our Facebook page because...
with a picture of your cars.
There are so many. I mean, we could probably post it now, to be quite honest. Let's throw it up there on the Facebook page now, at Ben and Kelly Show. The weirdest quirks.
Will you post a picture?
Yeah.
At least the Jetta.
I'll find a picture of the Jetta because that's the OG
right there. Didn't happen.
Yeah, for sure.
Your requests make up the playlist, so let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, your requests make up our playlist at Ben and Kelly Show or 502-571-9970. So we're going to try to make it through this Throwback Thursday without too many train wrecks, okay?
But train wrecks are fun sometimes.
That's my ask of you, all right?
Musical train wrecks.
Throwback Thursday. Here we go.
Pack it up, pack it in.
Jump, 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 jump. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. It's a bunch of songs you haven't heard. Play back to back to back. We don't play the entire song. No. Why would we do that?
No, we don't have time. But we do have a great request from Jessica. She said, please play Pump It by Black Eyed Peas. Please, me and my 14-year-old Sal getting pumped up while eating some White Castle sliders after his doctor's appointment made me listening to him whine after his flu shot. LOL, have a great day.
All right. We like that. It's Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Lauren from Radcliffe. All caps. I'm so ready for TBT. Is Kiss Me Through the Phone acceptable for today? Please, God, tell me it is.
Oh, it is acceptable. Yeah. 1,000%.
Yeah, we can do that. As long as it's greater than 6 years old, it's acceptable, right?
That's legal.
Throwback Thursday.
Baby, you know that I miss you. I want to get with you. Kiss me through the phone.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Lexi rolls in. Hey, do you have anything from Taylor Swift's Red album in honor of Red Taylor's version released tonight at midnight? Oh, yeah. I guess we could probably do something from that. Yeah.
Okay. Which one are you going to do?
Throwback Thursday.
I remember when we broke up together.
Throwback Thursday.
Like, ever.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Jenna's all like, hey, my baby has me exhausted, and I'm waiting for tonight. Oh, I see.
Oh, see what you did there. Yeah. And, oh, there's a jiffy.
Yeah, just in case we were confused as to what waiting for tonight meant.
We got it.
we understood.
Loud and clear.
Listen, we're professionals here, all right? It's Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Normally we don't play this type of song for Throwback Thursday, but Amber rolls in with Turning the Page on Stage 3 Cervical Cancer, getting my port out tomorrow.
Holy cow.
I know, right?
And so
she's all like, hey, if you got Eye of the Tiger, I'm feeling pumped this morning. And
congratulations, you kicked cancer's butt. Like, ugh.
Amber.
That's getting me pumped up.
A little bit of Eye of the Tiger.
I love it.
All right, it's Throwback Thursday. Just that guitar riff, really?
Right.
That's good.
Uh-huh.
Makes you feel in some sort of way, right?
It does.
All right, it's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Who are we playing right round for, little girls?
Tiffany and Isabella. So, listen, when the 11-year-old wants to hear Right Round, you play that song.
Okay, Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Oh, just a great wholesome song where we got to hear Kesha for the very first time, you know?
Oh, yeah. Really? Was that?
That was. Oh, Throwback Thursday here on 997 DJX. Throwback Thursday. Oh, when's the last time you heard this?
It's been a hot second.
Morgan rolls in. Party like it's 1999 for the Jetta.
Oh, do it for the Jetta.
For the Jetta. The 1999 Volkswagen Jetta, where you got to unlock, lock in order to get it to lock. You got to crank the heater.
It's fine.
Yeah, you got to crank the heater over a few times. Even get that to work. Maybe hit it a couple times. Old girl's got over 280,000 miles on it. We're doing it for Jetta. This is Prince, FYI. 99.7 DJX Throwback Thursday. So sue me if I go too fast. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Keep in mind, Prince released this in 1982.
Holy cow, seriously? I didn't realize it was that old.
Yeah, so 17 years before 1999. So that would be like if someone released a song 2038, you know?
Wow.
Crazy, right?
I think someone should write that.
Yeah, got a ring to it. I mean, didn't
Fergie
talk about y'all in 2000 and late? I'm in 3008 or something like that.
All right, so.
Erica needs sexy back. We got you. I'm bringing sexy back. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. You know, it's so wild. Every Throwback Thursday is a little bit different. This one's going way retro, like way retro.
Oh my gosh.
Ashley rolls in. Hey, how about some Michael Jackson Beat It for the person who had a puncher starter?
Ah, that's right. I like that. Yeah, the person. I'm on board.
We were talking about quirks to your car, and some lady was like, yeah, I had to get out, roll underneath my car, and punch the starter four times just to get it to start. All right, I'm getting
I can't even find the starter, so I'm just super impressed with all the car knowledge.
I know. It is impressive, that's for sure. All right, this is the king of pop, Michael Jackson, 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. There's a section of our audience that had the poster of Michael Jackson wearing the white suit laying down next to the white Bengal tiger.
What I am not afraid to admit is I really wanted the leather jacket that he wore in this video. I really wanted it badly. And the sequin gloves. I did.
There you go. It's Throwback Thursday.
There seems to be a theme emerging, a car theme, so it seems appropriate. Shut Up and Drive, Rihanna, for Anthony.
Oh. All right.
Right?
This is also from what? Wreck-It Ralph?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, right. Wreck-It Ralph. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX, and that's it.
No.
It rolls so fast, I know. It's always a sad moment when we gotta pull the trigger on Throwback Thursday.
Not long enough.
Yeah, so sorry. But every Thursday morning from about 8:30 to about 9, we throw back to songs you haven't heard in a while, play back to back. We don't play the entire song. We try to get to a lot of the songs that you want, and so that therefore we only play just the tip. Just the tip of
just
the song.
Just the tip. It's just enough. That's all you need, really.
Yep. Do this every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. Kelly K, what do you got?
Love this When It Can Happen. A man named Doug was reunited with the first responders that saved his life in a long overdue ceremony. This happened a couple of years ago. Lucinda says her husband, Doug, fell while on the job, so he went home early. And then moments later, he collapsed.
He went from the dining room chair onto the floor on his back. And I, moved him a little bit. He wasn't responding. I called 911. I gave them the rundown.
We got him on the rescue 46. Crew got there, we put him on board, and then we took him to the hospital.
Yeah, just crazy. She started CPR before, fire and rescue crews got there, and then they took over, and it was because of her quick action, they said. That he survived. So, 2 years later, the department awarded the team and Doug's wife for saving him. And she said, he's living proof that CPR works and every second counts.
Yeah, that is 100% the case. So,
yeah. So just a kind of an inspiration. If you were thinking, I don't know CPR. Maybe it's a good idea that you learn just in case a loved one or just, anyone near you might need it. We'll tweet out the link at Ben and Kelly Show.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Listen, long walks on the beach can be very romantic. They can lead to other things too, right? Am I right? Am I right? There is a beach in Spain that's like, yo, we're going to need you to quit.
Oh, really? It's happening a little bit too much?
It's your setting the bar story, and we'll explain why. If you were to describe to someone what a setting the bar story is, Kelly, what would you say?
I would tell you it's an example of how not to live your life. It's a little hurdle we've set very, very low. We're pretty confident you can jump over it and be successful today.
I mean, long walks on the beach are often referred to and listed as romantic things, yes?
Oh, absolutely. Everyone says, what do you like to do? Oh, I love long walks on the beach and romantic dinners. Yes.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without having the sex on Canary Island beaches, you're doing okay.
Okay, then.
So they've had such a problem with hookups on the beach, quote, cruisers.
Cruisers? Yeah. They have a name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Too many cruisers on the beach? Like, that, we have to issue a public PSA saying don't?
Well, they're saying, listen, we're not discouraging random hookups and things like that. Look, we're not like a morality clause thing here, but we are saying you're leaving your protection, you're leaving your wrappers,
you're leaving trash. You're leaving too much litter. You're littering too much.
Also, you're hurting the vegetation. You're laying on the vegetation.
Oh, no.
And it's now there's torn and cut vegetation.
Oh, no. Save the plants.
There are lizards that are choking on your trash.
I'm sorry. Back the truck up. We have choking lizards? Uh-huh. That's not good.
All right.
Gross.
Poor little guys. Like, I envision the Geico gecko just over there going, what's this?
What is this? That is not very tasty at all.
So they're saying, listen, we're not asking you to quit. We're just asking you to, like, have a little courtesy, okay?
Okay, so we're not doing this, like, around families in the middle of the day, right?
I mean, it's overnight.
This is mostly at night?
Yeah,
okay.
It is overnight.
All right. Sort of okay. Stuff. So the whole indecent exposure kind of a thing. All right. So let's be courteous. You know what? I've always wondered. It just feels like sand can get in areas
that you don't
want it in.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Like, I've never understood the appeal of all of that because, you know,
I don't think I've ever partook in that sort of rendezvous, so I can't speak from experience, I don't think.
There was a spring break 1 year.
Yeah.
Not me.
Okay.
But Brian Copsey.
Oh, Brian.
I'm calling him out. Brian comes in the middle of the night. There's like eight of us all staying, and he comes in the middle of the night. His shirt is on one arm, tucked through, sticking out of his fly, which was open. He had a Panama Jack hat hanging around his neck, and he stumbles in the door and looks down at his pants and says, "You did great for me tonight."
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep, that was spring break. That was not me.
So you weren't spring breaking on Spain's Canary Islands, right?
No, it's okay. Not there.
Yeah,
no,
so that, when
I think
a beach,
that was Fort Myers.
When a beach has to tell you to calm it down because you're ruining the live inhabitants
it's
of the island.
Environmental issues.
Yeah, yeah,
it's,
you know,
environmental
it's an issue.
Issues.
And
let's go find a hotel.
And that's why we are now chalking this up to a setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting so much action on the beaches that the beach itself has to issue a, hey, let's stop doing it, then you're doing okay. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Next week launches Slay All Day. We are going to offer up $1,000 worth of, you know, free credit, I'll say, to go shopping in the DJX sleigh. So
shopping fuel.
I know, right? That's pretty cool. We'll hook you up with the limo so you don't have to worry about traffic or parking or any of that junk. And, you know, what you take on the limo is what you take on the limo, you know?
Sweet.
You're not driving. So, yeah, you can get in to win starting Monday on 99.7 DJX. That'll be pretty cool. Kind of like the fact that YouTube is removing the dislike counts on their videos.
Right, because, you know, it's just negative energy.
It is. And it's kind of falling in step with how Instagram modified where you can make a post, you know, you can hide the like count on posts. And so, you know, that is to try to make social media a little less just jarring.
Well, and people, a lot of people kind of base their life on how many likes they're getting.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's not healthy.
Well, and, you know, Chainsmokers, we first heard the Chainsmokers with that song Selfie, like so many years ago. Mm-hmm. And in that song, she's like, you know, my post only has like 10 likes. Should I take it down? You know, and, you know, that's the Instagram mentality and everything. So YouTube making a step there, and literally, and it's not just certain videos. It's all videos. You're not going to be able to dislike any videos anymore. So
okay, well then, so haters, you know what? If you don't home. Like it, you just scroll on.
That's right, haters.
Just scroll on.
Stay home.
You don't need to be mad or mean. Just scroll on.
So anyways, yeah, good stuff there. And Adele, I'm gonna play Adele "Easy on Me" here in just a quick sec. But Adele, she is talking about how her little special there with Oprah gonna be chock full of naughtiness.
It will look really, like, elegant, and then I'll tell, like, a load of filthy jokes.
Oh, Adele. Adele.
If you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com. Click on listen or subscribe at Google Podcasts or Apple Music. You can get the podcast there as well. And then get notifications on, you know, when new segments are uploaded. And I got to be honest, like with our group therapy this morning, I wasn't prepared to hear the differing opinions.
They're on like complete opposite ends of the spectrum. I mean, you have team leave her. Mm-hmm. She's disrespectful.
Yeah.
This is not going to make it.
Yeah.
To team it. She made $200, dude. Relax.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to have to just dive into all of them.
Well,
and then maybe make a pros and cons list. I don't know.
Well, what we suggested is I hope he can be as honest with her as he was with us. And I think if he can get that point across, then that will at least clear his conscience with whatever he decides to do. You know,
I think the biggest issue here was not necessarily what she did, but the fact that she kind of ignored that it really bothered him. And mm-hmm. she's still ignoring his feelings about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so there you have it. So if you missed what we're even talking about, you're like, I don't even know what you're talking about. It involves underwear and it involves $200. So...
It's an indecent proposal of sorts. And so, yeah, we posted the actual message. And then in the thread, we posted our conversation with him. Because I feel like, you know, if you hear the conversation and him talking about it, you might feel a little differently than just reading him, you know, write about it.
Right. Exactly. All right. So catch up on what you missed, plus the weird car quirks. And a quick shout out to everybody who, when I posted the picture of my 1999 Volkswagen Jetta, pointed out the fact that the parallel parking is very difficult. And
Listen.
Oh, dang. Listen, I'm not going to throw who parked that car under the bus.
But it wasn't you?
I'm just going to say that we don't, when humans get to be over 80, they can kind of do whatever they want, right?
Uh-huh.
So when the 1999 Volkswagen Jetta with over 280,000 miles wants to park, it just does what it wants, right?
Okay, all so, right. You know, let it go where you let it rest where it's going to rest.
That's right.
All right.
That's right. So, I mean, everybody's just going in on that. Is this a parking job? What button do you have to push to park it right? I thought the Jetta died in a ditch like 3 years ago.
Oh!
Parallel parking is hard. Yeah, all right, I see it.
Oh,
doesn't matter.
Precious.
You know what? Let's see you parallel park for the very first time, okay?
Did this backfire a little?
No, it's fine. Here to defend that car till it's death, all right? All right, so anyways, catch up on what you missed, WDJX.com.